A former official in President George H.W. Bush's administration has made explosive claims that the U.S. government secretly built a massive network of underground cities to shelter the wealthy and powerful in the event of a catastrophic global crisis. Catherine Austin Fitz, who served as Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development from 1989 to 1990, made the allegations in a recent interview on the Tucker Carlson podcast, claiming the underground system was funded through more than $21 trillion in unauthorized government spending. Though her claims are unverified, Fitz pointed to research by economist Mark Skidmore of Michigan State University, who in 2017 reported uncovering trillions in unsupported budget adjustments within the Departments of Defense and Housing and Urban Development between 1998 and 2015. One figure included a staggering $6.5 trillion in adjustments made by the U.S. Army in a single fiscal year. I started looking at where the money went and found evidence pointing to the construction of underground bases, city infrastructure, and hidden transportation systems, Fitz said. We estimate there could be around 170 such facilities, some even beneath the ocean. Fitz alleged the facilities were intended as secure locations for elite shelter in case of a near-extinction event, but could also support covert government operations, including what she described as a possible secret space program. Tucker Carlson, responding to the claims, added that he had once spoken with a contractor who claimed a transformer box near Constitution Avenue in Washington, D.C., was actually an emergency exit linked to a hidden government tunnel system. Fitz also suggested these facilities operate on advanced breakthrough energy technologies, asserting, "I'm convinced this energy exists. Some of the ships flying around the planet aren't using classical electricity." While her statements remain uncorroborated, they come at a time of rising interest in luxury survival infrastructure. In early 2025, Virginia-based firm Safe, Strategically Armored and Fortified Environments, announced plans to build a $300 million private doomsday bunker named Eerie, offering AI-driven medical care and wellness features. Memberships start at $20 million, and the company says it aims to construct similar bunkers in all 50 states. Safe's founder called Virginia Ground Zero for the finest demographic in the world, fueling further speculation that elite shelter projects may not be just science fiction. Whether fact or fantasy, Fitz's claims have reignited debate over government secrecy, defense budgets, and what lengths those in power might go to when preparing for the worst.